are at 8:01. I think we have everyone. Is that correct, Teresa?
That's correct. Everyone's here.
Okay. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. And if you could do roll call, please.
Yes. Commissioner Lieberman?
Here.
Commissioner Olbert?
Here.
Commissioner Audie?
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Here.
Okay. And
I just need to let people know how to submit a public comment. If we have not received any, but if somebody does, there's a little chat box on your screen at the bar at the bottom of your team screen, so you can type in any public comment there. So just needed to get that out. And now we can move to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Thank you.
So can we like to invite everybody for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
America and to the Republic.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all.
Okay. Do we have any public comment? Moving on to number four. And who is in control of that, Jessica?
That would be me. And we've not received any public comment, nor do I see any comments in the chat box.
It says, an unknown user. Okay, maybe, yeah. I just see a couple of things. Yeah. All right. Okay, seeing none, no public comments. We will move on to item five, safety moments and reports.
Okay. Yeah, the safety moment for today are tips for cleaning safely. As we know, during the coronavirus pandemic, we need to be extra cautious about how we clean and make sure we clean extra well. So there's tips in your agenda packet. Probably the most important of which is don't mix acids and bases. So for example, ammonia and bleach, it can be very, very toxic and create toxic gases and could cause death. So don't do that. And there's some other tips in here about the use of bleach and various combinations that we should not do. So that's the safety moment for today.
Great. And we'll move on to manager's report.
Let's see. I actually don't have anything to report beyond what's the written report that's in the commission agenda packet.
Great. Do I have any questions from my colleagues? Okay, then we can move on to financial reports.
Yep. Thank you. This morning, there are three in there. I don't have any additional information. There's the year-to-date variance report, the monthly investment holdings, and a quarterly investment report that is included in the packet.
Great. Do I have any questions or comments from my colleagues?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Olbert.
Thank you. Two brief questions. One is Matt, and one may be a Matt or probably Teresa question. The first one is the corporate holdings that we have. I saw the mention that they're all well capitalized and whatnot, and they're not a big part of the portfolio. But can you cite a couple of examples of the names of the holders or the issuers?
You would ask me that. If you give me 1 minute, I know, for example, I know Starbucks comes to mind, Toyota comes to mind. Okay. I may ask
across the street at Derek's house again.
That's fine.
Third week.
Okay. That is something that PFM does monitor and lets us know if there are any concerns that they feel that they would not be able to pay the principal and interest due. They would let us know immediately. It's on their credit watch list, so to speak.
Okay, good. Thank you. I assume that. I just, what's well capitalized to one person and large is not necessarily the same. So
very good.
The operationally related question I have is I saw the variance analysis and whatnot, and I'll just mention in passing, having written many of those myself over my career, I always get a kick out of people saying lower costs are better because lower costs are not always better. Yeah. But the operational question is, are we facing any constraints or pending problems that are coming out precisely because we're not able to spend money the way we expect to or the way we had budgeted and wanted to?
I see. I'll probably defer to Teresa and or Monty on that. I mean, I think the operation's continuing, but.
Right. Yeah, I can chime in here. let's see. I'm sorry, Mark, can you repeat the question?
Sure. To be as simple as possible, I notice costs are down a lot. That's typically in situations like this because people are trying to save money or we're not able to spend money. Mm-hmm. Is that creating any risks or exposures that management would like us to be aware of going forward? That yes, we're spending less money today, but there's going to be an issue we're going to have to deal with in the future as a result of spending less money today.
Right. The thing I would say is, so we're at reduced staff here. We're about, 15 people out of 85 at any given time. And what we're not doing a lot of for the past 2 months is preventative maintenance. So that's something that we're going to step up here in the next week or so through the end of the fiscal year. So that's an area in our budget that is under budget, but I want to catch up on that because I don't want to get behind on our preventive maintenance. The other line items in our budget that are quite a bit below are conference attendance, training, travel, that sort of thing. I don't think that's going to hurt us. We're encouraging people to do training online right now, and people are, so I don't. So those are the two things that jump out at me right now.
Okay. And just one last brief follow-up. I appreciate staff wanting to get on the maintenance stuff because, yes, that could bite us down the road. Are we essentially at this point, given the county orders, I mean, are we constrained in terms of the staffing we can have at the plant, or are we constraining it out of being good citizens?
More of the latter. And to the point where we could, I'll just use the term get away with it, not harm the, the facilities or our maintenance. I think it's a good thing to do. But like I said, we are, I'm wanting to catch up now on some of our maintenance that we haven't been doing. And so we will be bringing more people on site.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's great. Thank you for the update. Just speaking for myself, I think it's great that that's the approach we've taken. We are a critical piece of infrastructure that everybody literally depends on, even though they don't know it. And, I wouldn't want to see staff exposed to unnecessary risk. So, whatever we need to do to protect them is important, but we obviously, whatever we need to do is also important. So I'm glad that you're gearing things back up.
Yeah. Good. I appreciate your words there, Mark. That makes a big difference, and I'll relay that to the staff too.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Great. Anybody else have any comments or questions? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to and that's we need an. I can't tell if this is an action item.
No, they're just reporting.
All of these are just reports. Okay, thank you. Item D, engineering projects CIP spend analysis.
Yes, hi. There's no additional report other than the written report.
Thanks, Kim. Do I have any questions or comments on item D, the engineering projects? Okay. Moving on to item E, commission requested staff level action items.
Yeah, similarly, no verbal report beyond what's in the agenda packet.
Any questions on item E? Okay. Okay, and we move on to the rescue program design build project status update.
And I have no verbal report unless there are questions that I can answer.
Thanks, Kim. Any questions on the rescue program? Okay, then we will move on to item six. There's matters of commission member interest. I don't think we have any, correct?
One point.
Go ahead, George.
There's been some research showing that monitoring for COVID in the sewers has been an indicator of the progress of the disease. Mm-hmm. Are we following that, or do we have any capability?
Yes, actually, we're part of the research that's going on between Stanford and UC Berkeley and South Carolina right now. So we've been giving samples to Stanford for over 2 months now, both influent, effluent, and our solids, primary solids. So we're definitely part of it. East Bay Mud is also leading a large effort, and the issue that I've heard is testing capacity. So Stanford's doing some testing, but their capacity is a little bit limited. Apparently, UC Berkeley has a whole lot more capacity, so a lot of samplers are going up there. But yeah, we're definitely a part of that effort.
Nothing reporting out from it?
Nothing reported out yet, no.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Teresa, you mentioned that program last meeting, and how often do they collect the samples, and or is it just a one time?
No, they've been collecting, you know, I don't know. Monty, do you happen to know how often they collect samples? I know it's been ongoing. I just don't know if it's daily or biweekly or weekly.
It's weekly. They're coming in once a week and collecting samples.
And this is going to Stanford and Berkeley?
Yeah, thus far, Stanford is collecting samples or picking them up. And I don't know if they're distributing it to Berkeley or if they're just doing the analysis on the Stanford campus.
And did they give you a timeline on when some of these the data will be able to be available? As we are a participant in the study?
I have not heard what the timeline is, but I can get that answer for you and get it out to the commission.
I think it'd be interesting to see, sure. Especially if we're part of it.
Sure.
Right. Okay, any other matters of commission interest? Okay, if not, we'll move on to item seven, public hearing. Consideration of resolution approving energy storage agreement with NLX for energy storage project at WWTP.
Okay, so that's item 8A. Item 7 is the consent calendar.
Oh, did I skip over that one? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I did. Going back to item 7, do I have any questions about the consent calendar?
I will move the consent calendar.
Okay, that was Commissioner Lieberman.
Yes.
Do you have second, Commissioner Otto. Okay, roll call.
Excuse me, I have a question about the consent calendar. I was on mute. I apologize.
Okay, I skipped over. Go ahead, Commissioner.
No, that's okay. It was me. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a brief question on item 7C, which I apologize if I've asked this in the past. To what extent are we factoring in the climate change impact of basically generating biogas, and obviously we're looking to burn it, but to the extent any of it leaks into the environment, that is potentially an issue. I'm just curious about what the dimension, you know, how are we factoring that into our plans?
Right. So, go ahead, Ken. Sorry.
This project is an attempt to collect methane and other gases that result in climate change, that many of which otherwise would escape from landfills. I mean, landfills have systems to collect the the methane that's produced from the waste in the landfills. It's much more efficient to capture those, pull those out separately, and send them to the digesters where we have much more efficient capture of those. So it would have a benefit towards the reduction in the harmful climate change gases.
Okay. So thank you. And by the way, I was stumbling around, so I forgot to explain the genesis of my question, which was I was reading an article, yet another article the other day about how a big component to methane gas is actually leaks from pipeline systems where we ship methane all over the country. So I understand the logic of what you said, and would I be correct in assuming that we are applying the best engineering practices to make sure we don't have leaks in the system and whatnot?
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Yes.
All right. I figured that because we are trying to burn it, so we don't.
Right, we want it.
Mr. Ohlberg, right. If I could just comment too, this is Monty. We are heavily regulated by the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
Okay.
And any release we have of any biogas has to be reported.
Okay.
So we are under strict, very, very strict regulations to not ensure that that does not happen.
Thank you all. I appreciate that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And then through the chair, before we vote on the consent calendar.
Yes, Commissioner.
Commissioner, thank you. At least in the agenda that I'm looking at, and maybe I have the wrong one up, although I don't think so, but just in case, the items that are listed on the agenda are not matching up with the actual items in the packet. So if I may be looking at the wrong thing, but on my agenda, it says 7C is something dealing with recycled water supply. Just want to check if, is that true for all of the agendas that were sent out?
You know what? I did the same thing. I think you may be looking at the minutes.
Ah, thank you. Perfect. Yep. It's thank you. I think you're actually right, Matt, and that's the electronic expectation. Perfect.
True.
Thank you so much.
You had me worried.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't notice it the first time, and then I was just noticing the disconnect.
Yeah.
But now it's the minutes, not the agenda. So with that, I continue to keep my motion to pass the consent calendar.
Okay, can we have a roll call for item 7, consent calendar?
Yes, Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Olbert?
Yes.
Commissioner Audi?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Number 8, business items number 8, the public hearing.
Right. So this is a public hearing considering approval of energy services contract pursuant to government code section 4217.12. And Kim is going to give the presentation on this. Kim?
Okay, thank you. I'm just experiencing a little lag with my, there we go. Thank you. So this is a agreement with a company that